Biblically-centered kids.
Happy, happy Saturday, friends. I hope you're enjoying your weekend because today is June 15th, 2024, and my name is Mr. Johnny. Welcome to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. And again, happy, happy Saturday as our countdown to summer continues. What? Let's see, we just have 5 days left. Because remember, summer officially begins on June 20th. Surely by this point, you guys have already committed the virtue this week to memory, right? All right, let's go ahead and say it out loud, okay? Virtue X says... Did you remember it? All right, I'll say it with you. Are you ready? Virtue X says we examine our motives and make sure we give generously. Great job. I'm sure you already had that memorized, right? Especially if you've been listening to all the episodes this week. All right, you know what tomorrow is, right? Tomorrow as in Sunday. But it's more than just Sunday. Can anyone shout out what tomorrow is? That's right. Woo. I was getting worried there for a second. Because tomorrow is Father's Day. So be sure to make your dad or father figure feel special tomorrow. I'm a dad, so I can speak from a little bit of experience. After all, I have 4 kiddos of my own. But when it comes to Father's Day, you know what the most important thing is? Just being with my family. That's it. Sure, gifts are nice here and there, but the things I'm going to remember most is just quality time spent with my family. So don't get in a fret if you don't have some big gift or some elaborate gesture for your dad. Just make an intentional effort to let your dad know you love him. And you know what I'm doing for Father's Day? I bet you can't guess. I'm driving the whole family down to Texas because we have a week-long vacation with some of our family. So, maybe not the most relaxing Father's Day in the books, but I do love a good road trip. And our family loves Texas. My wife and I actually grew up in Texas, so we always love when we can find a reason to get back.
Howdy, y'all.
For today's episode, we're going to listen to a couple original stories that illustrate caring and generosity. So feel free to sit back, relax, and listen to these two stories that illustrate generosity. Once upon a time, in the bustling town of Sunshine Valley, there lived a little girl named Rosie. Rosie had a heart as warm as the sun itself, and she was known far and wide for her generosity and kindness. One bright morning, as Rosie skipped through the town square, she noticed a group of animals gathered around a tree. They were chirping and chattering in distress. Curious, Rosie approached and discovered a tiny bird trapped in a tangle of branches. Without hesitation, Rosie gently freed the bird and cradled it in her hands. The grateful bird chirped happily and fluttered its wings in thanks. It made Rosie smile. She felt a warm glow of happiness spread to her heart. As Rosie continued her stroll through Sunshine Valley, she came across more creatures in need. She found a lost kitten and even a tired flower wilting in the sun. Each time Rosie stopped to offer her help, whether it was guiding the kitten back home or giving the flower a sip of water. The word of Rosie's kindness began to spread through the town, and soon animals and people alike were seeking her out for help and comfort. And Rosie would never turn anyone away, always ready with a smile and a helping hand. One day, as Rosie tended to a wounded butterfly, she met an old woman with a twinkle in her eye. The woman introduced herself as Mrs. Maple, the guardian of the enchanted forest that lay beyond Sunshine Valley. She was watching Rosie's acts of kindness with great interest. Impressed by Rosie's generous spirit, Mrs. Maple bestowed upon her a magical gift. A tiny acorn pendant that glowed with a soft golden light.
"This acorn holds the power of generosity,"
Miss Maple said.
"With it, you can continue to spread kindness wherever you go."
With her newfound gift, Rosie's acts of generosity only grew stronger. She helped her friends, neighbors, and even strangers, bringing joy and happiness to all who crossed her path. And so, in the town of Sunshine Valley, Rosie became known as the guardian of generosity, her heart shining as brightly as the sun itself. And as she went about her days spreading kindness and love, she knew that the true magic of generosity lay within each and every one of us, just waiting to be shared with the world. Well, kiddos, and you know what's great about this story? We don't need a magical necklace to really become generous people. We have something even better, the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit, we overflow with the goodness of God. So now we get to be that beacon of hope to the world around us. Through our acts of kindness and generosity, the world really can begin to see who Jesus is and the love he has for the world. All right, let's go on to the second story. In the cozy village of Meridell, there lived a young boy named Oliver. Oliver was known for his cheerful spirit and kind heart. He loved to play with his friends, explore the nearby forest, and help out his neighbors whenever he could. One day, as Oliver was playing near the village square, he noticed a group of children all gathered around each other. Curious, he approached and discovered that his friends were collecting toys, books, and clothes to donate to children in need. He was intrigued by the idea of giving to those less fortunate, so Oliver decided to join in. He ran home and rummaged through his belongings, selecting his favorite toys and books to donate. Although it was hard to get rid of some of them, Oliver knew that they would bring joy to someone who needed them more. As Oliver walked back to the village square with his donation, he couldn't help but feel a sense of happiness and fulfillment. He imagined the smiles on the faces of the children who would receive his gifts and knew that he had made the right decision. The next day, Oliver accompanied his friends as they delivered the donations to a nearby orphanage. The children's eyes lit up with delight as they received the toys, books, and clothes, thanking Oliver and his friends with heartfelt gratitude. Seeing the joy his generosity had brought to others, Oliver began to feel this warm glow of happiness spread through his entire body. From that day on, he made it a mission to give generously whenever he could. Whether it was helping a friend in need, maybe volunteering at the village soup kitchen, or donating his time and talents to a worthy cause. As Oliver grew older, his acts of generosity inspired others in the village to join him in spreading kindness and compassion. Together, they made Meridell a better place for everyone, because where the spirit of giving flourished, love also abounded. And so, Oliver learned that the true importance of giving generously lies not in the things we give, but in the love and kindness we share with others and its ability to transform our hearts to see the world the way God does. And as he looked out at the world with a heart full of gratitude, he knew that the power of giving would be a great gift to use all throughout his life. And we know that Acts 20:35 tells us that it's more blessed to give than to receive. God has hardwired us with the truth that giving is a required part of a fulfilled life. Our natural instincts tell us to get more stuff, more toys, more clothes, more games. But the Bible tells us to give more to find happiness. So what's something you can give? What's something that you can sacrifice for somebody else? As you continue to get older, you will learn that most of those joy-filled Christians who are always an encouragement to be around and help you feel better and point you to Christ, well, they all have something in common. They're all generous givers. Because they are doing the work of God through generosity, they are naturally a beacon of light to be around. So make the choice to be a generous person. Maybe just write down a simple declaration and put it by your bed to read each morning. The alarm goes off, you hop out of bed and say, "I am a generous person." It's that simple. All right, well, really appreciate you listening today. Tomorrow, Miss Danica is going to be leading us in a fun draw along on our Father's Day episode. So we will see you right here tomorrow. Until next time.